Just to get things straight, just to start. There are those that are under the impression that be it the Torah, be it the Orthodox establishment, they're always afraid of new things. And it takes them a long time to catch up with reality. So of course, you know, technology is always something new. It's scary. First of all, it's just not so. It's not so. The Torah teaches us, and Jews believe, Bishvili nivro ha'olam. The Mishnah says every Jew is supposed to tell himself the world was created for me. Lefikach nivro adam yechidi, the Mishnah says. Why was Adam created as an individual? Why was only one Adam, one man? So that every person should say to himself, Bishvili nivro ha'olam, it was worth creating the world for one person, and you know something? I could look at the world as having been created for me. That doesn't mean to become selfish, you disregard everybody else. But it means that you see everything that was created in the world, God had you in mind. And Jews always thought that way. Every new innovation, we were always the first. We were the first. Who then did Hashem create it for, if not for the Jews? Come on. So what are issues with technology? The primary issue with technology is the culture that it created. The culture was created, first of all, in terms of interpersonal relationships. The culture it created in terms of people just being so enslaved to their devices. But there's something really much more encompassing that applies to relationships, that applies to the way we live our lives, and that is what it has done to the human mind. You know, everybody says, well, the world is... It's so much smarter than ever was before because everybody's got so much information at their fingertips. You know something? The world is so much less intelligent because information just gets flashed in front of you. Depth is gone. The attention span has dwindled. Everything is superficial. To really stop and think and analyze. That's no longer around. And we know this more than everybody else in yeshiva because it is so much more difficult than ever before to get guys to really sit and focus. The quality, just the quality of the information that's all over the place, you never know. You never know who's taking responsibility for it. There's so much stuff out there. What's accurate? What's inaccurate? What's really been tested? What's been tested properly? You know, sure, today everything's research-based. There's good research and there's bad research. To really be able to stop, think, focus, understand, how do you analyze something? What is this really saying? What are the depths of it? What is it really telling you? And does that make sense? Does it hold water? Does it really answer all the questions? You know, what you're really supposed to do when you're learning a Gemara, People don't naturally do that anymore. If anything, they've got to run to something else. And of course, everything's a fact, which is another problem, because the information you get is not necessarily accurate. Going back to relationships, it's the very same thing. Relationships, therefore, are superficial. People don't have the time or patience to really be there for one another, to understand what one another are going through. Everything's quick. And worst of all, people are detached from themselves. You know, we talk of people having a pneumius. There's something inside you. Listen, if everything about yourself is now public knowledge, you know, Kawawa goes on in families. You know, everyone's what's inside their fridges in everyone else's home. And there's nothing private anymore. Everything's shared with everybody. Building your own inner world, which also takes a lot of understanding, a lot of focus, a lot of patience. People don't know how to do that and they're afraid of it. People are detached from their feelings. You know, why is it that here we talk about having a personal relationship with Hashem? We talk about how the purpose of life. The purpose of life is really closeness to Hashem. And it's not just that people never experienced that with Hashem before. They never experienced that with anybody before. You know what that means? An intense, deep felt relationship. Doesn't exist anymore. This really is the greatest problem. All right, yeah, there's the propaganda. They get you to buy into what you don't really believe in. They get you to buy things you can't afford to buy, that you don't really need. Doesn't take much to and figure out who you are and what it is that you have to hear and how they can get you to vote for whatever party they want to or to believe in whatever ideology you want to. Okay, all that manipulation, it's terrible. But I think the greatest korban, the greatest, what has really suffered the most is the fact that people have become impatient and superficial in every way, in their relationships, in the way they think, in the way they study. And that has an effect on everything. We have old students, we have alumni who are doctors. Really, you know, top-notch ones. The good guys from the olden days. And they say, med students today, they've got more information than ever before. Yet their ability to really analyze and figure out what's really going on with this patient, it's just so uncommon. It's so uncommon. We're talking about intelligent people. And they did make it through med school after all. But it's just information. To really do accurate, in-depth analysis is becoming a forgotten art. So the culture itself is so counter to being Jewish, because being Jewish is all about using your brains. The Jew almost worships his brain. Chochmah, wisdom, is our number one value. Wisdom and chesed, that's what the Jew's about. Let's talk about our two obsessions. All Jews, whether you're affiliated Jewish or not, is so much part of the Jewish personality. We're obsessed with the need for education and social justice. The fiber of the Jew is chesed and chokhmah. That's what we are. And what's happened is that our chokhmah has become so superficial. And because of that, our relationships and our care for others, so it's affected our chesed. So how do you free yourself of it? What, you get rid of your phone? And just a matter of time before you won't be able to walk into a bank altogether. Besides, who does? No, we're not telling you to be behind the times. But don't be enslaved to it. No, you don't always have to be available. And no, you don't just spend your day getting your information from Rabbi Dr. Google. You have to learn to think again. To observe life, observe yourself, understand yourself. Certainly you're sitting with a Gemara. Delve into it. Don't allow yourself to get distracted. Build your attention span. They say the brain's like a muscle. It isn't really a muscle, but it's like a muscle. And it's really true. The less you use your brain, it deteriorates. The more you use it, the more it builds. The way you build your memory is by filling it with more information, gradually. Like doing exercise. And the same thing with depth. You want to build your attention span? You start off with wherever you're holding. I don't know what your attention span is. Say the average one today is about 20 seconds. Start there. Practice. Longer. Let's see you sit there and think about one thing. Great place to start is when you're learning. Think about this one thing and don't allow your mind to wander. Let's see how long you can push that. Little by little, you know, add a couple of minutes here, another couple of minutes. Before you can actually sit and think about something and use the brain God gave you to really take the time to analyze properly, to digest the information you're taking in. You got to wean yourself off the device. You have to get yourself out of this. It's compulsive. You're not missing anything. Everyone's got the stuff they've gotten old enough. I mean, first thing, you got the news freaks. And the way the world goes today is yesterday's news is already forgotten. So what's so terrible? Had you not have seen it? I'm not talking about becoming a hermit. I know what's going on. Don't worry. I'm sure you're going to find out what's going on in the world. But it's not like you got to be tuned to it all the time. Let your friends and family know you're not going to answer instantly. You're actually doing other things in life than sitting on your phone. And get to know yourself. And get to know your friends. I don't know how much time you spend together. We had Shabbos, that helps. But I don't know how much time you've really spent together giving one another undivided attention. You know, to really bond, to make the most of the experience here. You know, take advantage of the opportunity and then start doing this on a regular basis. To know that when you're spending time with one another, you're spending time with one another and not with your phones too. Life is calmer. You're able to think. And think better. And by the way, once you do get used to thinking, I think you'll be a little more critical with the information that flashes in front of you on your devices, and you're not just going to buy everything at face value. You know, even with regard to religion, I know there are so many emuna questions that people come up with that they didn't come up with. They found them on the web. And if they were only critical, they'd realize how so many of the issues raised are ridiculous. I'm not saying that there are no questions. I'm not saying that everything is smooth and perfect. But what I am saying is that the vast majority of stuff out there that is allegedly shaking your emunah, if you only stop and really thought about it, doesn't get off the ground. It sounds so good, but it's so off. And the truth is that with regard to the values of Western society today, the liberal values, they sound so, well, some of them sound so good until you really think them through. So for your present and for your future, you got to free yourself from being enslaved to the devices. You've got to free yourself from the superficial culture where relationships are shallow, where scholarship is shallow. And it's so easy to be misled, sometimes deliberately, other times even without much planning on their part. This is where the Torah comes in and says it's not for you. Use it, but don't be enslaved. Use it and don't allow it to deprive you of your own intelligence and to deprive you of your own ability to connect with people you're close with. This is the point I wanted to make. You know, in terms of the garbage and the stuff you don't want to get addicted to. Obviously, if you're growing here, and you know that that's not where you want to be, the less you're attached to your devices, the less you'll probably tend to run there. But once again, I think the greatest damage is just to the mind altogether and the heart. You don't want to be superficial. You don't want to be superficial. That is so counter to Torah and Judaism and everything the Jewish people are really about. We are not superficial people. Not in the way we think and not in the way we feel.